USA News, I'm Lance Prime.
We just hope and pray to God that he's able to recover and be okay. That's what all the Bengal fans and everybody who's at the game really want.
I've never seen anything like it, and everyone, I've never heard a stadium so silent.
Fans react after watching a Buffalo Bills player suffer a heart attack after making a tackle in the first quarter of the Monday Night Football game last night. 24-year-old Bills safety Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest before collapsing on the field and being sent to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. He is listed in critical condition Tuesday morning.
This is a statement coming from his marketing rep. It read, his vitals are back to normal and they have put him to sleep to put a breathing tube down his throat. They are currently running more tests.
The National Football League postponed the game to a future date. The suspect in the University of Idaho murders last month is expected to not fight extradition.
Brian Koberger's attorney said on Saturday that waiving extradition to Idaho is a procedural issue. Chief Public Defender from Monroe County, Pennsylvania, Jason Labar, tells CNN extradition at the hearing, quote, is an easy decision since he doesn't contest that he is Brian Koberger. Labar expects Koberger to be returned to Idaho within 72 hours of today's hearing. Koberger is being charged with first-degree murder and the deaths of 21-year-old Kaylee Gonsalves and Madison Mogan, along with 20-year-olds Zana Kernodle and Ethan Chapin. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell plans to mark his tenure as the Senate's longest-serving party leader with a speech this afternoon. It's being reported he will give tribute to the previous record holder, former Senator Mike Mansfield, a Democrat from Montana. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy will find out today if he has secured the votes necessary to become Speaker of the House. Republicans will take control of the House as the 118th Congress opens today. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
The year's first round of severe weather hit the South Monday, damaging a high school. In fact, bleachers and lights were ripped down at Jesseville High School in Garland County. That's about 45 miles west of Little Rock, Arkansas. In Louisiana, it knocked down large trees, with hail, high winds, and flooding expected through Tuesday night. Over 3 million people are under tornado watches in parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Out west, Californians are bracing for more atmospheric river events this week. Those are long lines of heavy rain. The FTX cryptocurrency founder, extradited to the United States from the Bahamas last week, is expected in court today.
Reports say Sam Bankman-Fried, the disgraced former CEO of FTX, is expected to plead not guilty to fraud charges. He was extradited from the Bahamas to New York State after the collapse. Bankman-Fried is accused of stealing billions from customers since 2019. If convicted, he faces over 100 years in prison. He's due in a New York City courtroom on Tuesday. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The death toll from a stampede at a shopping center during New Year's Eve celebrations in Uganda's capital has risen to 10, according to their vice president. Local police say they have arrested the organizer of the event, accusing him of not following a guideline that requires children to be accompanied at such gatherings by an adult. The incident took place in Kampala. The government says it will pay $1,350 to each victim's family to help with burial costs. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.